Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
So God is good all the time. Good morning, sisters and brothers. So today is the conclusion of the glorious season of Easter with the great solemnity of Pentecost, when the day of the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles with the church, with the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, sisters and brothers, we can even think of today is the feast day of the Holy Spirit, and also is the birthday of our church, one holy Catholic and apostolic church, the missionary church, because when they receive the Holy Spirit, they start to preach the gospel throughout the world. So we have been preparing for this day for the entire 50 days of Easter, especially during the last 10 days since the ascension of the Lord to the Father in heaven. So we have been reflecting on all that Jesus taught us about the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth, the Advocate, the one who will lead us into the fullness of truth. If you remember, last week is the ascension of Jesus into heaven, and Jesus promised to his apostles, to his disciples, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. That's his promise. And today, we rejoice, sisters and brothers, because in that glory, it was the glorious fulfillment of this promise of Jesus to send the Spirit. In the first reading, from the Acts of the Apostles, you know, it is said that the apostles are in the pit of darkness. They were so afraid, behind locked doors, in isolation. Why? Because of fear. They're still reeling from the deep sense of loss and pain because of their master, the Lord, has been crucified, and the collapse of their dreams and ambition. But in the gospel, sisters and brothers, the risen Christ appears to them, bringing them peace and reconciliation. Peace be with you. He shows them the wounds of his passion and identifying marks as a sign of life triumph over death. So Jesus then commissioned the apostles to the whole world and breathe on them the Holy Spirit, who will transform them from being frightened disciples, being locked in our doors, into a courageous apostles, preaching, proclaiming the good news of salvation. So sisters and brothers, you know, the change in the apostles' attitude is far from superficial. It is a tempest that brings about of upheaval. So the apostles take the courageous journey from selfish ambition to a genuine self-giving. Their old life is burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and new life comes, nor only upon them, but also upon the church, because of the power of the Spirit. So sisters and brothers, so whenever we or Christian are speaking the language of faith and love, the Spirit at work. For the Spirit Himself is love. The love of the Father and the Son is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. When we stand up for Christ, for Jesus Christ, when we give witness to His teaching, when we defend the dignity of our neighbor, when we protect the unborn children, or provide for the needy, or love of our enemies, the Spirit is at work in us. So we are the Lord's Spirit-filled apostles for our time. So brothers and sisters, as we are celebrating the day of Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit, the birthday of our church, one holy Catholic and apostolic church, let us check if we have the fruits of the Spirit in us, dwelling in us, as St. Paul enumerated in his letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. So let us examine if this, because a tree, you know a tree by its fruits. So let's examine the fruits of the Spirit. Let us check this. According to St. Paul, there are 9 fruits of the Spirit. Love. What is love? It is a disposition of being focused more on God and on others and less on oneself than makes us keep going an extra mile and keeping giving an extra smile. So love. Second, joy. Do you have joy? What is joy? Happiness and contentment comes from being close to God and being humble to people. It is something that radiates and spreads naturally and spontaneously. Joy. Third fruit is peace. Being in harmony with God and with others. Being mindful of the common good and being a peacemaker as far as possible without surrender. Patience. Do we have patience? What is patience? Being composed amid suffering, amid delays, being at peace, composed in imperfection, and trusting more in God rather than in one's own understanding. The fourth one is kindness. Being warm, friendly, respectful, cheerful, helpful, and caring in one's thoughts, words, and deeds. Generosity, the ability to share, give, and extend one's time, talent, and treasures, especially to those in need. Being big-hearted person. Faithfulness, obedience to God, and loyal to people, to one's duties and commitment. It is about being honest and true. Gentleness, being considerate and sensitive to the feelings and needs of others. It is about being mindful and being aware that other people have rights, that we should respect them and not impose ourselves on them, being gentle. And last is self-control. It is about being disciplined and not being mastered by one's desire and ambition. It is about being moderate and careful so as not to be overpowered by the temptations of being selfish, greedy, and proud. So sisters and brothers, let us examine ourselves as we are celebrating Pentecost, the descent of the Spirit, if we have these fruits in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As we continue with the Mass, this is our prayer. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Amen. God is good all the time.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.